All right, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at a case, a legal case, that has some pretty interesting twists and turns, really. Should be useful for any up-and-coming future lawyer. Turner v. Andrew, ever heard of it?
I have. You know, at first glance, it just seems like your average vehicle collision and lawsuit, but there's some really important details in this one.
There are. Yeah. So we had a collision, right, between a vehicle driven by Coy Turner Jr. He was working for M&W Milling at the time. And the other vehicle was a truck operated by Billy Andrew Jr. Sounds pretty straightforward so far.
Right. Your typical accident case.
Yeah. Typical accident.
Yeah.
But here's where things get interesting, especially, you know, thinking about all you law students out there.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Andrew Jr., he didn't actually own the truck personally.
Interesting.
It was owned by his single member LLC.
Okay.
And the name of the LLC was, just to be precise, Billy Andrew Jr. Trucking. LLC.
Okay.
So, you know, the lawsuit happens, right?
Yeah.
And Andrew sues as an individual. He wants money for the damages to his truck, you know, property damage.
Makes sense.
But he also wanted money for last income, you know, the income his trucking business lost because his truck was out of commission, you know, being repaired.
Yeah, right.
But remember, the truck belonged to the LLC.
Yeah.
So that distinction, that LLC ownership, that becomes a really big deal legally.
Huge.
And that's kind of what we're going to try to unpack today.
Exactly. This case is a perfect example for law students because it highlights some core legal principles.
Right.
Especially the ones that deal with business entities like this LLC and the rules of procedure in lawsuits, how things are supposed to go.
Right.
You know, you might be thinking, well, an LLC, is that really that important? Why do I need to know about that? But trust me, this case shows why it's a decision with big consequences, potentially, down the line.
Yeah, have you ever thought about, like, you know, if you're doing, like, a side hustle or something,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Like, do you set it up as an LLC or not?
Mm-hmm.
This case is a great example of why that, you know, it's not just some formality. It's not just paperwork. It has some pretty significant legal implications.
Absolutely.
So let's get into the specifics, the backstory of this case. So we had the collision, right? And then Andrew sued individually, like we talked about. And that's when things started to get a little messy in court.
They did. So the trial court made a couple of big decisions early on. First, they granted summary judgment against Andrew on that lost income claim.
Okay.
Now, just as a quick reminder for everyone, summary judgment is basically when a court says, look, there's no real disagreement about the facts here. And based on the law, one side clearly wins. They don't even need a full trial. So in this case, the court said Andrew couldn't sue for the lost business income in his own name. And then they also put a $3,000 cap on the property damage he could get.
Ooh, not a good start for Andrew.
Not a good start. But he appealed those decisions, took it up to the Kentucky Court of Appeals, and you know what? The Court of Appeals reversed both of those decisions.
Yeah.
So then naturally, the case ends up at the Kentucky Supreme Court, and that's really where things get interesting for us.
That's where the meat of the case is. So what was the main legal issue the Supreme Court was grappling with?
Okay, so it boils down to something called the entity distinction doctrine. It's a fundamental principle in Kentucky law. You can find it spelled out in statutes like KRS 275.01-02. Basically, it means that an LLC is its own legal person, separate from the owner or the members.
Okay, hold on. Separate legal person. What does that mean, practically speaking, like in this case with Andrew?
So remember the trucking business. That business belonged to the LLC, right? So any income loss due to that accident, legally, it belonged to the LLC.
Gotcha.
Not to Billy Andrew Jr. as a person. So the Supreme Court said Andrew, just as an individual, didn't have what we call standing to sue for those lost profits. Standing is a legal term meaning the right to bring a lawsuit. You have to show that you were the one actually harmed directly.
Wow.
And in this case, the LLC was the one that lost money, not Andrew personally. It's like acknowledging that even though you might be the only person in the business, in the eyes of the law, you and your business, they're two different things.
Why did the Supreme Court disagree with that $3,000 limit the trial court set?
So this part of the case is about civil procedure. Initially, Andrew's lawsuit, specifically his complaint, claimed damages around $3,000 for the truck. That's what the paperwork said.
Okay.
But as things moved along, he got some more detailed repair estimates, and it turns out the damage was a lot more than that.
Oh, okay.
So he wanted to amend his complaint, basically update the legal documents to show this new, more accurate info.
Makes sense.
But the trial court said no. They stuck with that original $3,000 figure. But the Supreme Court pointed to a really basic rule of civil procedure. Plaintiffs generally have the right to amend their pleadings, to change their legal documents, and present new info that supports their case. And Andrew's new repair estimates, well, that was valid evidence that the damages were higher.
Yeah, seems fair.
So the Supreme Court said the trial court was wrong to refuse the amended complaint.
So it's like the legal process, it's not set in stone.
Yeah.
You know, as things develop, as you find out new information, you're allowed to update your case.
Exactly. Don't let those initial assumptions box you in.
Good point. So for us future lawyers, be ready to adapt, you know, update your filings as you learn more.
Right. Now, there's one more piece of this case that the Supreme Court called a procedural pitfall. It had to do with the trial court excluding all of Andrew's evidence, like throwing it all out.
Whoa, why?
It was a punishment, basically, a sanction because of problems that came up during discovery.
Oh, discovery. That's when both sides exchange info and evidence, right, back and forth.
Exactly. And when one side doesn't follow the rules of discovery, you know, like maybe they don't hand over documents or answer questions, the court can step in and impose sanctions.
Okay.
Well, in Turner v. Andrew, the sanction was to exclude, like get rid of all of Andrew's evidence.
Oh, wow.
Essentially, he couldn't prove anything. It basically ended his lawsuit.
That sounds extreme.
Yeah, it is a pretty drastic measure. And the Supreme Court had a problem with how the trial court handled it. They brought up what's known as the Great House Standard.
Great House Standard.
Yeah, think of it as a safety net. It forces judges to justify their decisions when they do something really big, like throwing out an entire case. It's all about fairness and transparency. So, under this Great House Standard, if the trial court wants to exclude all evidence, which would lead to a dismissal, they have to write down specific findings of fact and the conclusions of law that led them to that decision. They can't just do it without explaining why.
They just have to show their work, so to speak.
Precisely. But in Turner v. Andrew, the trial court didn't do that. They didn't provide enough explanation for why all the evidence should be excluded. And because of that, the Supreme Court said the sanction and the dismissal of Andrew's claims was a reversible error.
Okay, so another important lesson. Even when there are discovery problems, the court has to follow a procedure.
Hmm.
They can't just drop the hammer without a clear, well-reasoned explanation.
Exactly. Okay, so let's summarize some key takeaways for all of you future lawyers out there. First, one common mistake people make, especially with these single-member LLCs, is not understanding the difference between personal stuff and business stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You might think, it's my business, so it's all mine anyway, right? But legally, there's a separation, and it's important.
Right.
So if an LLC owns something, like the truck in this case, then the LLC has to be the one to sue, not the owner personally.
Right. You got to respect that legal structure you set up.
Exactly. Second takeaway, procedure, procedure, procedure. Those discovery rules, they are crucial. If you mess up there, it can cost you. You might even lose your whole case. But on the flip side, if you find out new info that changes things, you generally have the right to update your case with that new info.
The court can't just ignore that, right?
Right. And remember, Andrew's lost income claim? It wasn't enough for him to just say, oh, I lost money. You need proof, hard evidence.
Yeah. No vague estimates.
Exactly. Contracts, invoices, tax returns. Those are the kind of things that hold up in court. And lastly, think about that Great House Standard. If a court tries to dismiss your case because of discovery problems, they need to have a rock-solid reason for it, and they need to put that reasoning in writing. If they don't, you might have grounds for appeal.
So much to learn from this one case. So just to recap, if you're dealing with an LLC, make sure you're suing in the right name, the LLC's name. Back up everything you say with evidence, not just your word. Follow those procedural rules, discovery, and amending complaints, because those are landmines. And if a court tries to hit you with a big sanction, like dismissal, they better have a really good, well-explained reason.
Absolutely. This case might seem like it's just about a traffic accident, but it really gets into some fundamental ideas of business law and civil procedure.
Essential stuff for any lawyer. So here's something to think about. When you're setting up a small business, you know, you have to choose a structure. Sole proprietorship, LLC, partnership. These choices, they seem simple, but they can have a huge impact if you ever end up in court. Turner v. Andrew is a perfect illustration of that.
It really is. And if you want to learn more, you should check out Kentucky Revised Statute 275.01-LILSIC. That one lays out the rules about LLCs in Kentucky. Also look up Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 37. That one deals with discovery and sanctions.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you on the next one.